The senior Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee says nearly 50 years of U.S. policy toward Cuba hasn't worked to bring democracy to the island. So Richard Lugar is recommending an overhaul. In a report due out this week, he says leadership changes in both countries have created an opportunity to rethink a complicated relationship. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
One of the key policy overhauls Senator Lugar's report calls for is lifting tight restrictions on travel and remittances to Cuba that were imposed by the Bush administration in 2003. But Steve Clemens with the New America Foundation says Senator Lugar's report is a sharp indictment of decades of failure in trying to shift Havana's behavior through sanctions and embargoes.
The thing about the Lugar report is he said 47 years of failure, that embargoes can work in some places as they did in apartheid in South Africa, but there's no one that can look at the U.S.-Cuba relationship and say that this has succeeded in any way, shape, or form.
Lugar isn't recommending lifting the embargo, but he does say the embargo gives Cuba a convenient scapegoat for its economic problems. And he notes that the replacement of President Fidel Castro with his brother Raul 1 year ago sparked a new discussion about U.S. policy toward the island. Clemens says it's a prime moment for the U.S. to redefine its relationship with Cuba.
You see in Cuba, I think, a more pragmatic and a more realist leadership there that seems to be moving forward. You have a new leadership in the United States, and the question is, can we take advantage of pivot points in history, or do we stand back and let them go by and do nothing?
Carl Meacham, Lugar's senior staffer, researched and wrote the report. Meacham says there have been some positive developments recently in Cuba. In particular, he notes what he calls modest reforms, such as allowing citizens to be able to own cell phones and computers and stay at hotels previously reserved for foreigners, even though these reforms are beyond the reach of most Cubans.
These changes shouldn't be mistaken as being structural reforms, that they really have not changed the way that the government works in Cuba. Nevertheless, they're working on the edges a little bit because people are dissatisfied mainly with economic issues.
But Florida Senator Mel Martinez says owning cell phones and the like are small and insignificant steps that should not blur the larger picture about the Cuban government.
The whole atmosphere that Raul Castro was going to be different and bring about change has been completely debunked by facts, by time. The sad thing about this report is that it doesn't comply with the facts and the reality on the ground. This is a cruel, totalitarian, repressive regime that has their people suffering under the most inhumane conditions.
Martinez says the U.S. should keep its Cuban policies in place.
It is foolhardy for us to make changes here when they make no changes there. To have a change and a more cooperative approach, both sides have to be willing to cooperate and have to be willing to have some change.
But Meacham says Havana has indicated it wants bilateral dialogue on issues such as narco trafficking and migration.
Right now, what we're suggesting is a sequenced kind of engagement in where we start having conversations on areas of consensus and then building confidence in order to then tackle the harder issues.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has pledged a review of U.S.-Cuban policy. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.